Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the CBS News Roundup ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
The push to vaccinate.
When they know the facts, it'll help.
Plunging birth rate.
The lowest since 1979.
Can Donald Trump get back on Facebook?
They want to err on the side of free expression.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. President Biden's new goal, 70% of American adults to have at least one COVID vaccine shot by the 4th of July. Right now, the country's at 56%, and in some places, demand for the vaccine is dropping. Centers for Disease Control Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky on CBS This Morning.
We need to make it convenient. We need to have trusted messengers delivering the message. We need to have it in physicians' offices again, more trusted messengers.
CBS's David Begno says the plan is about simplicity.
Make getting the vaccine easier than ever by offering walk-in appointments at local pharmacies and expanding pop-up clinics.
Welcome back.
This is your second dosage
of Moderna.
Just like this FEMA-run site in Queen Anne's County, Maryland.
It's very important for people to have these mobile units.
Ida Jeffries, who just got her second dose, says she knows a few people who are still on the fence about this.
As they see their friends and their neighbors doing things that they can no longer do and they're no longer accepted in the group, perhaps that might be the persuasion.
The Biden administration is also planning to work with more local doctors, who they believe will be key to breaking through that vaccine distrust in local communities. Dr. Stephen Lakey is the chief medical officer at a hospital in Fort Collins, Colorado.
There are going to be a demographic that are going to be suspicious or have not heard the message. Having that impact of having our local leaders in those rural environments is going to be critical.
A new poll indicates more than half of us still wear a mask when leaving the house, but the number of vaccinated people wearing a mask is down to just over 60%. Correspondent Vicky Barker tells us the pandemic and the anxiety that's gone along with it is thought to have played a major role in just released government numbers.
The U.S. birth rate fell 4% last year. That's the biggest single-year decrease in nearly 50 years. The nation's maternity ward saw fewer women of every major race and ethnicity and nearly all age groups as the pandemic took hold, the birth rate falling to its lowest point since records began more than a century ago. The new figures suggest this generation of Americans won't have enough children to replace itself.
Facebook's oversight board is due to decide this morning on whether to restore former President Donald Trump's account, which was taken down the day after the January insurrection at the U.S. Capitol. Ian Schur of our tech partner CNET.
What I'm going to be looking for is that this oversight board has said they want to err on the side of free expression. That suggests that President Trump may end up winning here. The larger question, though, is that there's a lot of other people in the governments of the world today that raise similar concerns as President Trump.
There could be a Republican vote as soon as next week to remove Wyoming Republican Liz Cheney from her House leadership post. Cheney was the highest-ranking Republican to vote to convict Mr. Trump at his second impeachment trial. House GOP leader Kevin McCarthy, who has supported the former president and his unfounded claims of a stolen election, indicates he can no longer stand up for her. Hundreds of thousands are without power in several southern states after another day of wicked storms. In the Birmingham, Alabama area, WIAT-TV's Malik Rankin tells us heavy rain caused major problems.
floodwaters rose quickly, leaving residents a little time to grab what they could.
We were going to leave and the car was flooded like halfway up.
Caitlin Wood and her dog had to be rescued by boat from their first floor apartment unit.
Whenever I saw the flash flood warning, we get it all the time, so I never thought that it was actually going to be, I need a boat to get out of my apartment complex because it's so deep.
At least three deaths and dozens of injuries have been blamed on this week's bad weather. The defense attorney for the former police officer convicted in the killing of George Floyd has gone to court asking for a new trial, alleging the court abused its discretion, and he wants the murder verdict impeached because of juror misconduct. That could be a reference to juror Brandon Mitchell, who was at a D.C. march last August. Mitchell says it was not to protest Floyd's death.
It was the 57th year anniversary for when Martin Luther King gave his I Have a Dream speech. So, I mean, that march is focused on voter registration. Either way, I was going to D.C. for this event, even if George Floyd was still alive.
Investigators say an early review reveals support beams failed in the collapse of a Mexico City train overpass. CBS's Adrian Bard says a preliminary report is due by the end of the week.
A number of groups are now calling for the director of Mexico City's Metro Transit System to step down after this dreadful accident that so many here feel could have been avoided. Back in 2014, six of the 20 stations on the ill-fated Line 12 were closed temporarily. Since then, an independent French company has been in charge of maintenance, making test runs in off hours.
24 people were killed, more than 70 injured. There are new developments today in the political uncertainty in Israel.
Israel's president will appoint a new candidate to form a government after Prime Minister Benjamin Bibi Netanyahu failed to do so. Reaction on the street.
I think we need a new government here. I think it's been too long since Bibi was the prime minister.
But Netanyahu's rivals do not have a clear path to a government either. So after four inconclusive elections in 2 years, Israeli are bracing for a fifth election. Robert Berger, CBS News, Jerusalem.
Well, 60 years ago today, the first American went into space.
CBS's Walter Cronkite was one of hundreds of journalists at Cape Canaveral that morning.
The weather is good, and it is 10 minutes to launch.
It had been just over 3 weeks since the Soviets made Yuri Gagarin the first human in space. That was done in secret. Alan Shepard's flight was broadcast live for the world to see and hear. Shepard's flight was 15 minutes, up and down, a modest but successful start for America's human spaceflight program. Peter King, CBS News at the Kennedy Space Center.
Restraint was the order of the day for a law enforcement official in Southern California who encountered a situation that could have gotten out of hand.
It began as an ordinary traffic stop, but quickly turned nasty.
Here you go, Mexican racist.
The woman receiving the ticket verbally attacked the sheriff's deputy, who is Hispanic.
You're always going to be a Mexican. You'll never be white. You know that, right?
The deputy didn't respond at all to the racist comments. At the end, he even offered some kind words.
There you go, dear.
Have a good day.
L.A. Sheriff Alex Villanueva had praise for his officer.
Totally unflappable. No matter what she threw at him, he didn't take the bait.
Steve Futterman, CBS News.
South Carolina is one of just two states with no hate crimes legislation, but a bill named for a state lawmaker who was a victim in the 2015 Charleston church massacre moved closer to possible passage. It survived a Republican challenge in a state Senate committee. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News. If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
I'm Mo Rocca, and I'm excited to announce Season 4 of my podcast, Mobituaries. I've got a whole new bunch of stories to share with you about the most fascinating people and things who are no longer with us. From famous figures who died on the very same day to the things I wish would die, like buffets. Listen to Mobituaries with Mo Rocca on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Stephen Colbert here to tell you about the Late Show Pod Show, which is our podcast. I'm here with my producer, Becca. Becca, what can people expect on the podcast?
The extended moments, for sure.
Where can people get that?
On the Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert, wherever you get your podcasts.
I use the internet.